Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yesterday was haircut day. And
Barber.
Look, I understand. I understand people are busy. People have things to do. The barber, the probably 75 to 80-year-old barber that I use, is very much in demand. He is very popular, and you just don't roll in to see him. You call. So I called at 847.
Does he have a barber coat? Does he wear like a barber outfit, or is he like a cool guy barber?
Yeah, I mean, he wears his own clothes, right?
He's
actually quite fashionable, you know.
Okay,
he seems to really have his act together, and he knows what he's doing. And I like the guy, as long as he doesn't talk politics, which they all do.
That's what they do.
If you get off of that, I don't like doing that in the barber chair anymore. So he's sitting there, and I call at 8:47 before the show yesterday, and I call, and it's like, I want to see if Richard's got any availability.
Richard?
I don't know. Hold on.
Richard?
There's Richard. Richard, this is Mike O'Mara. I was wondering if you had any availability. Hold on. 3 o'clock. Okay, I'll see you at 3 o'clock. All right, Michael. Thank you. Bye-bye. That's it. That's how.
Michael.
It's not a place that you're going to go where laughter will be ringing off the walls.
Okay.
It is the most mellow. No, it's not mellow. Mellow is the wrong word.
It's not sad. Like the movie Barbershop?
It is sad and sullen. Sad and sullen.
What type of place?
I don't think sad. It can't
thank you,
be Oscar. Sad.
I really appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah, that's what I like. I like sad and sullen, you hump.
Let's rephrase it. Sad and sullen. If it was sad and sullen, you wouldn't be going. It might be quiet.
It is sad and sullen, Rob. It is sad and
sullen. What could make a barbershop sad?
It from the old tools in the unused case, the old razors and shears.
Combs and blue water.
They've got that. They've got just to the old, like, accoutrement on the wall that nobody really gave a rat's
ass about. I've been to sad and sullen barbershops. There's one in Manassas. When you walk in, you're like, this place will be closed in a week.
It's fair. But the thing
is, I turn around and walk out. Even $5.99 barber was sad,
Rob,
but it wasn't sullen.
Oscar, this place is gangbusters. It's just
booming.
I sound like Trump. This is amazing. It's the best I've ever seen. It's true. No, it's not. It's always packed. And when the snowbirds come down here, forget it. You have a tough time 3 weeks out. I am not exaggerating. So I was lucky to get in with him 3 o'clock yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk in, and there is a man there with three boys. And I suddenly realize, oh, God, it's school season.
That's right.
And one man is getting his hair cut. There are three barbers working. My guy is working on this kid. This kid that got a haircut, seriously, he was in the chair for 40 minutes. 40 effing minutes to buzz his little brat hair. And I was sitting there just sort of, you know, minding my own business, but I'm going, God, you know, Richard's really punctual. I'm not sure what's going on. So I watched this, and this man brought his three kids in. I think they were all his kids. Two of them looked like his sons, one didn't. But they're
second
all
second marriage kid.
They were all getting their hair cut.
Maybe it's his Jabril. It's just
don't
a guy.
Do that.
What?
You bring the whole family in, and
it's
just like,
well, you don't want to make it all. I mean,
how do you get haircuts for your kids? I don't know how that works.
Well, I'm Carrie has a girl, okay?
Yeah.
And so that they take care of that.
Carrie because, has a girl.
Because this used to be, Carrie followed this lady around. This lady used to have her own place, and then that blew up, and then
she take all the kids?
Yes, because now this lady works out of her basement.
All right.
And so they go to the basement.
An entrepreneur.
Yeah, and so Carrie gets her hair done.
I hate that, by the way.
Oh, I do too. Oh,
I
despise
it. Go work in a barber shop.
I despise it. Well, I shave my own hair.
You want to do something out of your home, do a podcast, okay? Eat me.
What if, Mike, what if you did a podcast, but you sat in a barber chair?
You know what? Anything's possible.
That would be great.
That
would be great.
I don't have anybody knocking. I'm not asking John Q Public to roll in here, knock on my door so I can give him a buzz cut, okay?
Yeah, we got to, when you go to this lady's house, you got to walk around, go down the back steps to the sliding glass door.
Yeah, where the basement is that she is now, you know, turned into because it had to have special plumbing to have her little barber sink in. Oh, God. And the cat runs across your feet.
There's no cat. There's no cat, luckily, but it's a new place. It's called Paying Under the Counter Barbershop.
There you go. Exactly. Thank you very much. Where does the little guy go? Where does the boy go?
Same place,
because you know he's very.
Oh, they all go.
They all
he's
go with
Carrie,
mom.
He's very
so
particular.
So Carrie handles all. There,
yes.
There it is. There it is again. You know. So this man was taking his sons to the barber shop to get them done. I'm just busting your chest. Just because you don't do it. You don't do it.
I took Robert for the first haircuts, for all of his haircuts till he was 12.
Oh,
but the thing is that he's particular.
Oh, now he's got style.
And he's got style, and he does the little flip-up thing.
No more bowl cuts.
No.
This little crumb cruncher, I don't know what he was. I don't know if he was 10 or 11. He was particular, too. And I'm sitting there, and I'm watching him, and it's getting to be, I got a 3 o'clock appointment. It's getting to be 3:10, 3:15, about 3:20.
It's 3:20, Brad.
He finally finishes up, and meanwhile, his little brother has been in the chair, started his haircut, and finished it. And his father has been in the chair, started his haircut, and finished it. While my guy is working on this kid like he's a Kardashian. He's going on and on. And at one point, I start glancing over because I'm really starting to just get ready to get this done. And I look, and the kid's giving me the hairy eyeball.
The
for what reason? I guess it's because I was
casting
looking over
some
there.
Shade his way.
But, you know, I wasn't saying anything. I was just looking.
How old do you think this kid is?
9 or 10. I just said that. Probably 9 or 10. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and maybe 10 or 11. I don't know. I don't know what the age is. But he's getting the super, like, buzz. And Richard is just going over it and over it and over it and over it. And I'm sitting there going, what in the name of God is going on here? And he's giving me the stink eye. And he finally gets up and he gets his lollipop because he's still that age.
Right.
And he splits with his father, who conveniently brought, you know, 14 people in a school bus into my barber shop on the day I wanted to get a haircut. That's fine. Go ahead. We'll see you. 3:20, 3:25, I'm in the chair. I got nothing on the docket. I'm cool. Everything's fine, right? Everything. We're not going to see the movie until 7 o'clock and everything is hunky-dory. I sit down, and as I sit down, this guy that seriously looks like he just got off a troop transport and is a military command officer, walks in, and all of a sudden Richard stops right in the middle of my haircut. He stops.
Right.
Hold on a second. What time did you have? I said 3 o'clock. I called you about 9:15 this morning. Hold on a second. What's your name? He's giving me 5 haircuts, okay?
Right.
He's giving me 5 haircuts. Mike. Hold on a second. I don't see you on there. I said, okay, well, the fact is I called you at 9:15 and I'm on there. And he goes, yeah, don't worry about it. Don't worry. Well, I'm not worried about it. I said, well, that's Pete. I've never been late for Pete. Here's what happened.
Pete is more important than you.
Oh, and Pete is stern, looking down in his phone with a scowl like Pete wants to remove my scrote and tear me limb from limb. But Richard is sitting there and he goes on with the haircut. Then about halfway through the haircut, he says, I know what happened. He said, you know that kid that was in here? I said, yeah. Yeah, the kid you spent 7 hours doing a haircut for. Yeah, I thought he was you.
And
So that was the little breakdown in communication. And so now I am trying to avoid eye contact with the military type.
Yeah, Pete.
Who looks like he gets a haircut every week and a half. Right?
Sure. Well, he's got to keep that kind of haircut. High and tight.
And I only made... I only made eye contact with him one time where he looked up and he had the stern eyes and I gave him the Nathan Lane, I'm sorry. And that was it. Sorry, no problem.
At any point, did Pete, the military guy, ask what division you served in?
Look at me.
But isn't the root of this problem?
It would have been World War II.
Isn't the root of this problem your barber?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah,
Richard.
Yeah,
Richard's at fault.
Yeah, because with me, you know, I'll cop to, as you boys know, I'll cop to scheduling problems constantly because of my brain, but I don't cop to it when I make it in the morning and it's for the afternoon.
Yeah.
That's just not going to happen. No. And so, hey, but you know what? A true professional, very good haircut.
Oh, he didn't fast forward through your high and tight?
He might have probably gone a little faster than he normally would.
Can we see the back?
Yeah, let's see the sides.
No, you may not.
Okay.
No. You may not, due to my pinched nerve, I forgot. I'm simply not able to move today.
You from the front, you look fantastic.
You look great. Yes.
Today would be a great day to get a passport photo, any sort of thing that looks on you dead on, because you look like a million bucks. Look at him. Nice. That's
nice.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Now, did you get a lollipop?
No, but I didn't get a laugh when the kid's name came up. And Richard said, well, I thought he was you. And I said, oh, well, I thought he was in the chair a long time, that little And I thought that would be funny. Crickets. Not
you call
funny.
My customer a little
It was the land of no joy. There is no laughing.
That is
no
sullen
laughing.
And sad. I want to go to this barbershop.
Yeah, no, there's no laughing. As a matter of fact, there's no real enthusiasm. There's professionalism. There's just not real enthusiasm, you know?
You should prepare a good 4 or 5 minute chunk of jokes for the next time you go.
No, I think in order to get a really detailed, incredible haircut,
yeah.
I should probably go in there and talk about how much I hate Hillary's emails.
That'll work.
Absolutely.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Jesus, I'm tired. So f***ing tired. You know how tired I am? If some girl came up to me, begged me to f*** her, I couldn't do it.
Dad?
That's how tired I am.
Watch the language, huh?
Just listening to music. Oliver, I'll give you $1 million if you turn around. See?
All right, but the rest of us.
Oh, the rest of you. Can I give you some advice? Well, I'm going to give it to you anyway. I don't want you making the same mistakes I made when I was young.
Can we hear this?
Dwayne. That's your name, right? Dwayne? This is the voice of experience talking. Are you listening? F*** a lot of women, Dwayne.
Hey.
Not just one woman.
Dad.
A lot of women.
That's enough, right?
Are you getting any?
Dad.
You can tell me, Dwayne. Are you getting any?
Come on, please.
No? Jesus.
You're what?
15? My God, man.
Dad.
You should be getting that young stuff. That young stuff is the best stuff in the whole world.
Hey, Dad, that's enough. Stop
Will you kindly not interrupt me, Richard? See, right now, you're jailbait, they're jailbait. It's perfect. I mean, you hit 18. Man, you're talking about 3 to 5.
Hey, I will pull this truck over right now.
So pull the truck over. You're not going to shut me up. F*** you. I can say what I want.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online everywhere. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they get it, and if you're here, you will too. Our phone line's always open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. When we're on, you can call us anytime. And our show today brought to you by our wonderful friends at ZipRecruiter. We love ZipRecruiter. And if you're hiring, you want the best candidates, of course you do. But face it, posting your job in one place just isn't going to cut it. If you want to find the perfect hire, here's a tip for you. You got to think big and be smart. You need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. They are tried. They are true. People know them, and people love them. Post your job to all of the top job sites, even social media like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click, and find candidates in any city for any industry nationwide. We love ZipRecruiter. You will too. Post once and then watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. There's no more useless email. That is so tedious. You don't get the phone calls to your office. ZipRecruiter lets you do it online and screen the candidates and then hire the right person as fast as you need to. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 800,000 successful businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it absolutely free. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS and do it today. All right. It's Movie Corner.
Yay!
Oscar went to the movies. Woo! I went to the movies. Matt Dotson, our intern, went to the movies. Now, Oscar, you were armed with the negative reviews when you went to see Suicide Squad.
Yes.
You and I have, for years and years, differed on the type of films. I would say you skew much closer to my daughters and the stuff that they like, where I don't really like the action-adventure genre. I don't like the comic book genre. And what I read about
this
movie...
You don't like the CGI genre.
Not CGI, although I will tell you, The Revenant was one of the greatest movies I've ever seen, and they used tons of CGI in that.
But they used it incredibly well.
They did, and it was great. I don't mind CGI now, and by the way, all movies use it, so you really can't see a movie anymore without experiencing some CGI. And how do you want to work this? Do you want to go with Matt Dotson's little pre-done review and see if Oscar wants a counterpoint, or do you want to lead with Oscar?
I think it sets the table well, and it has a clip in it. So it's one minute.
That.
All right, let's roll that clip.
Action.
Hey, everyone. Intern Dotson here, and I did see Suicide Squad this week.
This is the deal. You're going somewhere very bad to do something that'll get you killed. But until that happens, you're my problem.
You might want to work on your team motivation thing. You heard of Phil Jackson?
Yeah.
He's like the gold standard. Triangle, bitch. Study.
In the world of Batman and Superman, a group of jailed villains are recruited by the government to carry out secret missions in exchange for shorter sentences. With an all-star cast, the appearance of fan-favorite characters, and a well-respected director, this looked pretty good on paper. It may have even looked great in the editing room at first, until the studio had to interfere. It looks like two different movies jammed together, one dark and brooding, mashed up with cheap gags, bad visuals, and nonsensical cuts. The overhyped Joker, portrayed by Jared Leto, is completely useless to the plot. Everything about Suicide Squad was force-fed. This movie was awful. I'm saying it now, the summer of 2016 is officially a bust. Thanks a lot, Hollywood.
So I don't know if he liked it or not.
I hate it. He hated it. Now, let's go. I know a lot of people would love to say that Oscar and I disagree on movies all the time, but we really, there are a lot of times Oscar has given me recommendations on stuff that I have ended up really, really loving, and I've thanked him for it. The action-adventure genre doesn't usually fall into that category where, I wouldn't have even gone to see this movie, but Oscar was hot to trot to go see it.
Yeah.
And you saw it, too? How do you stack up against our intern, Matt Dotson?
I think that Dotson is taking himself a little too serious.
Ooh.
I think that... I knew you'd like it.
Oh. That I went in armed with all the horrible reviews, so my expectations were really low. And... I guess when you walk in with low expectations, you're not that disappointed.
It's one of the greatest friends that a movie can have is low expectations.
Yeah, and
so you have the Catherine O'Mara philosophy of film.
Solid good time.
Go in expecting it to suck and you won't be disappointed.
3 out of 5 stars, Mike.
Hope for the best, expect the worst. That's pretty high.
Didn't want my money back. Was okay with what I saw. Enjoyed
didn't
Will
check,
Smith.
What about
didn't
the what about
watch?
The Joker?
The Joker you barely saw in the film. That's not even a spoiler alert. He's there for a cup of coffee.
How about Harley Quinn?
She has a great ass. That's probably good for 1 star out of 3.
Now, the thing about Jared Leto, he says
Are
one of
done?
The reasons.
Is
no,
that it?
I mean, I'm just saying that you can't really dive into a crappy movie and say, no, it was great. It wasn't great, but it wasn't horrible. Like, oh my God, Hollywood really messed this up.
A lot of people are saying it was. A lot of people are saying it was.
Yeah, but you know what? It made $130 million. They're going to make another one. We can't stop it.
Well, no. I mean, you don't base it on what money it makes.
He does.
Oh, no. I base success on the overall
dollars.
The overall dollars, and if they're going to make another one, that's one measure of success. And I measure the others if I actually liked it. And I didn't walk out of it being like, I said it wasn't as bad as everyone said it was.
Okay, well, that's something. I know that Jared Leto says one of the reasons it's so bad is because much of his stuff was cut out. And also, Jared Leto, I have another piece of tape I'd want to play here. He's starting to do something with his voice. Remember, he was born and he grew up in the Washington, D.C. area. I went to school with him in McLean.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I don't know what is happening with his voice. Listen to him when he talks about the people that want to see more Joker in Suicide Squad.
Well, to the people who want more Joker, I say, me too. I did a lot of work in the film.
He's Johnny Depping.
Yes, exactly.
Johnny Depping.
Cut. So you have to ask the movie studio why.
So that's his thought. He says, I don't know.
He got a paycheck.
I don't really know, but I'm now going to be quirky, weird, skinny actor. And that's what I am.
He needs to get over himself as well.
Oscar winner.
The whole thing with the pretense. I think that's when they start talking.
It's like they took Dallas Buyers Club and they made put a bunch of white makeup on that character and said, here you go, man.
Go crazy.
Yes.
Where's your coffee?
Yeah.
Let me give you one from Colin Covert from the Minneapolis Star Tribune.
Okay.
This is what happens when the comic book fanboys have taken over the asylum. It is damaged goods from the get-go, the kind of film grown in a petri dish in Hollywood.
Wow.
This has got 26% on the tomato meter, but the audience gives it a 70%. So
now, when you do a tomato thing, you know, you see high scores. What is, where on the Rotten Tomatoes do you think a movie is good? Is it like at 60? Where do you think it is?
Oh, no. I would say if the audience loves anything above 70%, you're going to buy on pay-per-view.
Okay.
You're going to buy it, or you're going to go see it.
All right.
Right? Because I've said it can't be that bad, and something's at 40% when the audience is rating it. But as far as the critics are concerned, I disagree with the critics all the time.
Right.
All the time.
Right. So do I, as a matter of fact. Yeah. I mean, I'm going back to Forrest Gump. I disagree with that.
That's right. It was a bold statement at the time. But I think, you know what? History has bared you out.
But, you know, I was talking to my daughters on the way back, and I was saying to them, when I talk about this movie, I have to be mindful and I have to remind myself of the fact of how excited and jacked up I was driving to see Sausage Party. I have to be mindful of my audience to not really ruin an experience
because it's opening weekend.
Right.
This is opening weekend for Sausage Party. So let me preface what I'm going to say by saying this, all right? This is a movie that received 84%. On Rotten Tomatoes, with the critics, and it has a 72% with the audience score. Now, when you see something like that, that would be indicative of it might not necessarily be living up to the stellar reviews, and it's getting incredible reviews.
Yeah, people are standing on their heads for it.
From people. And the trailer is one of the funniest trailers I think I've ever seen.
I saw the trailer in the theater. Yep. It made me want to go and buy the ticket right away.
Made me want to go right away and do that. Made me want to do the same thing. I don't go deep. I basically just see it. If the trailer looks good, I'm going to check it out. It looks funny. Read a couple of reviews. What I forgot to do was, you know, look down the filmography and see that Seth Rogen wrote it. That if I'd done that, if I had managed to do that, Slacker Seth was the author of this with another guy, I probably would have taken a little bit more of a pause. Now, with that said, if you're going to see Sausage Party, as many of you are going to go see it this weekend, okay?
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. If you're going to go see Sausage Party, if you diminish your expectations and you go in just not expecting anything to make a hell of a lot of sense, and you suspend disbelief and all that great stuff. Like I went to see Dumb and Dumber. You go in knowing you're going to see a dumb movie. I think you're going to have a really, really good time. I think you're going to probably have enough laughs that you might have a reasonable good time.
Great advice.
I will tell you, there was a segment of the audience that was laughing the whole time, okay? But that really, to be honest, that was the 40 to 70 IQ section of the theater.
I was going
to
say,
truly was.
Would you say that the segment that really, really enjoyed it has hobbies in common with intern Adrian?
Yes, precisely. Okay. I think that's what it was. Let me just say one thing specifically. This is a moderate spoiler alert, and you'll turn your device down if you're going to be spoiled. Let me say this about Sausage Party, okay? I thought it was really, really, really the hot dog bun sexual intercourse joke was really, really funny. The first two were really funny. About the 70th one, it was gone. It was dead. It had been so destroyed, and it was so not funny that it had ruined the movie for me because it
that
was
bad.
On. They went back to that gag. They went back to that gag at least 50. I am not exaggerating.
Wow.
At least 50 times. And it was just like, okay, Seth Rogen hot dog, whoever the actress is, hot dog bun.
Mike, it's your favorite.
He wants to get into the bun. Who's
Kristen Wiig.
Oh, God, there it is. There it is. There's the joy. There's the joy of all of it. Oh, fantastic.
See?
So, but I will tell you, did I laugh in the movie? I laughed multiple times. There is a character in that movie, and Rob Spiewak, specifically you, I wouldn't take my kids to it, but if you went to see it and you and Carrie went to see it, you won't because it's a first-run motion picture and you don't go see those. But if you did,
he's going to prove you wrong.
There's a character in there that you will unhinge your jaw and laugh your ass off.
Can I guess?
Because
I look for clips, you know, to play on the show, and it's not a very clip. It's not a show-friendly clip movie. But
no,
is it the potato?
It's not the potato, it's the bagel.
The bagel. Okay, I didn't see the bagel in many of the
Don't ruin it for us.
Oh, I'm sorry, but it made me laugh. But then, once again...
Did the hot dog want to get into the bagel? Was there any of that?
No, but okay, something else, checking. Did. High sexual content. And
yeah, I heard it's a hard R.
High sexual content, but really, a couple of times it was fine. And, of course, it's Seth Rogen, so you just sit quietly and you wait for the weed humor. You just wait. Because it's coming,
right?
And then it arrives. I said, I elbowed Elizabeth. I said, "There it is, there it is. Let's get baked, Seth. Yes, let's get baked. Because that's what you do." And it was a big bowl of okay. The noise from the audience, and really with movies like this, when you get these kind of raves, I expect to hear the clap, clap, clap at the end. There was none,
right?
But there were plenty of chuckles, and at the end, look. I'm not, spoiler alert again, because I'm not giving anything away. But at the end of the movie, I was laughing in spite of myself. I couldn't help it because it was so over the top.
Okay.
But, you know, animated features, man. The animated features, Jack.
But what about the notion that people are saying this is the first time that the animation technology that has really, really reinvented itself over the last 20 years, this is the first time they have done it with adult content and are really making it go towards an adult related movie. Is there any
adult.
Of that?
That well, yeah.
How many stars would you give it out of 5?
3.
All right.
3, okay. That's
give
pretty
it 3 stars.
Pretty solid.
You didn't want your money back.
Yeah. Can we make it 10 stars?
Yeah.
Give
yeah,
it 3 out of 10. I give it 3
so
out of 10.
So it's the same?
3 out of 10.
It's the same rating
that's
no matter
a lot worse.
How many stars out of 50 stars?
3.
It's always a 3 with you.
I'm confused.
The quote.
No, it's good. It's a great.
No, how are you idiots confused? I said
you hated
me 10 stars. 3 out of 5 is a good review.
Yeah.
3 out of 10 is a crappy review.
Yeah,
that's the point. I'm you said it's the same.
Well,
no. If you're giving 3 stars out of 10, it is not the same.
But
Jesus Christ, do you want me to send a math book
over there?
No, you want to talk percentages. Your first review was a 60% and your second one was a 30%.
They're both under 70.
But both times you gave a 3. So it is. So
you both didn't.
Oh, stop. Stop the music.
All right, stop the music.
You didn't like it.
3 out of 10 is not as good a review as 3 out of 5.
I understand.
What point are you trying to
because
make?
Because your original review was 3 out of 5.
Yes.
Yeah, but I misspoke because I was
all
thinking in terms of 3 out of 10 because I didn't like it.
Okay, now I'm with you.
Now I'm with you.
I apologize.
So, but I mean, if I'd really hated it, I would have given it 1 out of 10.
Okay.
Okay.
That's
the way I look at it.
I'm going to see it this weekend. You tell me I shouldn't go.
As much as it didn't do it for me, because I probably... What did Elizabeth say? Because hers was, I expected more. That was my daughter's quote.
Okay.
That is my quote.
High expectations.
The answer to you is yes, go see it. And
low expectations.
Yeah, but you'll enjoy it more. Will you see it? And the gags, Oscar, some of the gags are fabulous in this movie. Just not enough to sustain it. And, don't worry about the storyline or any of that crap, because that doesn't make any sense. But, I mean, if you go for the gags, I think it's got, and the voices are fantastic.
Okay.
So that's good. But not enough for me to elevate it. You know?
All right, cool. All right.
Okay.
So there's, again, not a good movie to see this weekend.
No, I think really with that movie, you can go and enjoy yourself.
Okay.
It's just,
but watch
it's
your expectations.
Watch your expectations.
Manage
your expectations. And, you know, Suicide Squad, I don't know, you're on your... And if Captain Fantastic happens to be in a theater near you, run to see that, because that is a fabulous movie and you will be highly entertained by that one. There it is. There's
cool.
All right.
Enough movies
done
for the month.
And done.
You. Done and done. We'll take a break and come back with more. 3 out of 10.
30%.
It's the same thing. No, it's not. Ass. We'll take a break.
Greetings, comrades. Почему вам не хватает на последних западных гаджетов? Why are you missing out on latest Western gadget? Пожалуйста, чтобы слушать к началу подкаста в Америке ТЕК 411. Please to be listening to Tech 411. Это играет полнокровный американец Тодд Мур и его коми боливийского кореша Оскар Сантана. It stars red-blooded American Tod Moore and his commie Bolivian sidekick.
Check. Oscar Santana.
Зачем страдать, когда они будут Путин? Улыбка на вашем грязном, морщинистое лицо.
Why suffer when they'll be Putin? A smile on your dirty, wrinkled face. Tech 411. Only on the More Network.
И в последний раз они не стучали.
And for the last time, they're not banging.
That was awesome. Thank
Welcome
you.
Back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Touch of Modern. If you're ready to upgrade your lifestyle and leave boring behind, all while getting the best prices on the web, it's touchofmodern.com. I was showing my daughter this website today. They have all the latest trends, whether it's fashion, tech, or decor. Touch of Modern has it, and they have it at the best price. As a matter of fact, sometimes their prices are so good that Mr. O'Mara will sneak on to Touch of Modern and show very little self-control and press purchase, and then sheepishly walk into the bedroom where Mrs. O'Mara is on her elliptical and say,
dear, I bought something.
And she'll say, what? And then I will show her a picture of the watch that I bought
right.
at an incredible discount on Touch of Modern, and she will sigh and say, you have watches. But anyway, Touch of Modern is always changing. Each item on the site is hand-selected to grab your attention. Touch of Modern, go there now. Timeless and unique products from top designers and all the best prices online anywhere. I got a price. I took advantage of it. That's what Touch of Modern does cool. as well. And by the way, the price range is incredible. You can see amazing stuff that's maybe out of your price range, but fun to look at. And you get incredible deals, too. Right now, our listeners can get immediate access to all the great deals when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today because tomorrow it'll be different. That is how life rolls in the fast lane. Now, we're going to debut a new segment
okay.
on the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment is born out of Rob Spiewak's week this week.
Oh.
And I think about this quite often. The name of this feature is Let's Go Out of Our Comfort Zone. One of the things forever, and I've worked with Rob forever, and
right.
as far as knowledge of audio and bringing funny to a radio program, there is nobody better. When it comes to sharing the stories of his personal life, I think Oscar and I have probably been on you over the years for the fact that, you know, we are jealous because you live that wonderful suburban life. And
yes.
look, nobody hears about your trials and tribulations because you don't bring them to the show. You really don't. If you're going through it, you're going through it.
Right.
And you've had, to be honest with you, you're up there with me as far as having a difficult year. Outside of my surgery, I think you and I would probably be tied. It's been a tough year for you.
Hasn't been great.
With me, I use this as my psychotherapy.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of learned how to do it from Don,
yeah.
really. I was a vocal impressionist, but then the show evolved. We were both talking about our tragic personal lives, and you know, and I grabbed it and ran with it, and I got on that zip line, and I've never gotten off, and I love it. I love coming in here and talking about it. And by the way, when I'm out and about and doing anything in the world, the best material for me and for you, the listeners, in my humble opinion, if something really, really bad happens, you know,
sure.
whether it's to me, to somebody I love, or whatever. The thing about it is, with Rob, I came in joking yesterday talking about the fact that you went to Paul McCartney and it sucked. And I said, I knew that wouldn't be the case because I had seen the posts and I knew that you
right.
loved it. Like you love every concert you go to. And, you know, and I said, that's your comfort zone. You would not really love like trashing a Paul McCartney show if he lost his edge or something like that. You could trash
somebody
that didn't mean
anything
to you.
I would be honest about it if it
You'd
was a bad show.
But you probably wouldn't be enthusiastic about it.
Here's the rub, is that I don't do a lot of stuff, and that's another thing that I know drives you crazy, but I don't do a lot of stuff. So if I'm going to go to a concert, it's going to be almost a guaranteed win for me. It's going to be
yeah.
someone that I like or someone who I know is going to do a good
you
show.
You don't do a lot of stuff because you choose not to do a lot
that's
of stuff.
Okay. That's true. That's true.
Not everybody said don't do anything.
But you're not on this show for that. And you know, so you know, I was reading the Junkies when they got their gig at Comcast Sportsnet, and they're going to simulcast their show,
right?
And you know, it was on the post comments, and I read these snarky post comments, and it's like somebody writes, you know, the show's different since they got married. It's like, shut up. Look, people evolve.
Yeah.
People are going to be on the radio for a long time.
They've been married for 20 years.
They've been married for 20 years. They talked about it. Who would
write that?
It'd be somebody who's bitter and angry, and that's the way it goes. But I understand when people say they still, the material I had. I'll give you an example.
All right.
One of the greatest stories I ever told on the old Don and Mike show was flying down to Bermuda on a date.
An absolute
and
classic.
And being left at the resort I was at, of being having such a horrible time and a horrible relationship. And I told all of it, wrinkles and all. And I still to this day get people telling me, I heard that, I could not believe it.
Yeah.
People love that kind of stuff. That's the thing that I think both Oscar and I have always wanted to. We'd be very surprised if you were, you know, coming in here.
Right.
And, you know, you said, you know, Robert III came in one day and, you know, he reeked of pot and we got into a fist fight. You know, you're never.
Always sat down and got high together.
We got high together. It's never.
And then
it's,
we got know, in a fist fight.
The word, and Rob, caring, so. I say this as kindly as I can. The word is vanilla. You are, without question, the most steady vanilla individual. Some of the great controversies Rob has had is someone stole his trash can. I'm not exaggerating.
He dropped a bombshell about the rising sun and one bonus show. And that'll redeem you in my eyes for the rest of my life.
Do you know what he's talking about?
Which one?
Japan.
Oh, that's
and
right.
When that bombshell was dropped in studio, in your living room, the one I said, this is what I've been waiting for 5 years.
But he's careful and he's prudent.
Three people heard it.
And he doesn't like conflict. And now on Oscar Santana's part, Oscar controls the narrative like nobody controls the narrative.
An amazing, amazing
my
broadcaster.
My old radio partner, Don, nobody.
I'll take that as a high compliment.
Nobody deceptively manipulates the narrative more than Oscar Santana.
I'll take that.
Oscar laid one on me yesterday, and this is what it was.
Really?
Yesterday. The guy, the manager at the restaurant where we did a meet and greet,
told me that this is
what you said to him.
Yes.
Now, let me tell you why that's perfect. Because even if it's true, I have absolutely no memory of it, and so I can't call him out on it. There is absolutely no way. So it's flawless.
That was a throwaway. And I told the guys here in the room when it happened.
It's flawless narrative,
months ago.
But there it is. I can't fight back with that. And you've pulled
indefensible.
That crap
before. Indefensible.
It's indefensible. I cannot say, I didn't say that. He said, well, the manager said it. I can't. I had no. So I sit here, and my reaction to that is, sorry,
it's
like that.
2 years now, later.
Even easier.
No, I think so it would have been worse if I would have done it the day after our.
I didn't say it. Anyway, so the thing is, sorry, but it's true. The thing is, no, I have no memory whether I said it or not. So with Oscar,
I will say it doesn't sound like something you would say.
Yeah, you would never say that.
With Oscar, he, as a matter of fact, he'll lay stuff out there, stuff that really makes him sound bad, as far as the, you know, the pep talks and the misogyny and stuff, and he'll do things. I was reading up on Oscar's other show where he does it too, where apparently you have some wedding gift thing with Drab that's gone all to hell, and you will lay that out there, and that is just wonderful when it happens. Now, I don't know what is really out of Oscar's comfort zone, but I would assume, I've got a theory, and that's why I'm going to pick the subject for Oscar.
Please.
And see if he'll choose to do this at this stage of time. And I would like it to go this way. I will give one to Oscar.
All right.
You know, this is a subject. I would like you to tell us this. Oscar, if you wouldn't mind, give one to Rob.
It's not a problem.
Is that cool?
Yes, of course.
We'll take a break and figure it out. And then, Rob, if you can give one to me.
All right.
And anybody is allowed to pass. Anybody is allowed to pass,
but
then
you've got to get it. That's no fun.
All right.
Do you want to take the rule out as far as passing?
I think the pass, what's the point of being uncomfortable? You say, no, I'm not talking
about
that.
Well, I think the pass is a great rule because of the amount the amount of crap you're going to take if you pass.
No!
Because it's worse than going out of your comfort zone.
All right, so
because that's how Mike staged it at the front.
Let's do this. Let's have a tiebreaker. Pony,
blows.
Do you think we... Pony, this is your tiebreaker, brother. You think we should be allowed to pass? I will totally accept your judgment on this.
You know what? I think one pass and one pass only.
That's fair.
For each person or in the whole game?
Person.
Oh, for each person. Okay.
That means you can go to a next one if you have a twofer ready. But the name of the game is called the new feature, Let's Get Out of Our Comfort Zone.
Cool.
And just a little Mike O'Mara shaking the box.
Shake and bake.
We will take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. It's the best, and this deal remains unbeatable. Right now, you can get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under $10. Vistaprint is all about supporting small business owners, no matter what you need. postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations, you name it, Vistaprint does it right. And Rob's got another one for us today. If you want to send one in, it's P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Take it away, Rob.
Do you remember a couple weeks ago when you challenged people to make cards for members of the show and send them along? Because at that price, that $9.99 price, it's a cinch. This is a beautiful card. It says,
I love that they're doing this.
The Mike O'Mara Show, bringing the funny. And then in big letters, it says, it's a card for Pony Boy. They are Pony Boy cards that say, and it's got all his information, and it's given him the title of executive producer. And here's the great thing. They actually, give me one moment.
They sent the whole package?
A card holder as well.
Ooh.
That's
engraved.
So now you can look like a class guy. You can get everything at Vistaprint.
Who's the person that sent that? Do we have the
There is no way to tell because it just arrived anonymously.
But thank you, Trip.
Monday on the show, I'll bring in what Trip got me. Trip got me a present. Yeah, thanks, Trip. Yeah, you guys will love it. Yeah, hallelujah. I'm waiting to see it. Anyway,
is it a thing of beauty?
Oh, sure. Just remember, use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you get 500 business cards for $9.99. That's a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, TMOS, go to Vistaprint.com and order today. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. New feature. Let's get out of our comfort zone. I don't have a lot. I didn't put a lot of thought into it. I just came up with the idea.
I thought it would be really fun.
Love it.
But the thing
and
is, the first topic goes to Oscar Santana, and I was thinking about this. I say this not because it's completely out of your comfort zone, but because you have completed your MBA.
Oh, yeah.
You have finished your MBA.
Yes. Oh, has
done
he?
Done and done, baby.
You would thought he would have mentioned it.
There's nothing we heard more than the MBA. He has used people have come into the studio, contacts that he's made, business associates that he's got. One thing during the whole time, and I honored that, when he was getting his MBA, one of the things we never heard, I know Oscar Santana, and I know Oscar Santana is a judging person like we all are.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And I know there had to be one a-hole, at least one a-hole, when he was getting his MBA. There had to be one person, might not have earned it, but one person where you were always like, it could be the guy that asked too many questions.
No.
It could be the guy that's a dick. And so my question to get you out of your comfort zone is, was there a dick in your MBA?
Well, you've got 43 students?
Cohorts.
Yes.
Yeah, there's the law.
You don't have to mention names.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm a little more professional than that. The law of averages would say that there's got to be at least one dick, right?
Sure.
How many total in your class?
43?
Definitely potential.
Yeah.
I would say four.
Mm-hmm. I think you're probably right. Yeah.
And it wasn't because they were so brilliant, or it wasn't because they knew everything. It was really because, and there was one guy that just didn't pull his weight. He didn't pull his weight, and he was lazy. And if you somehow ended up on his team, and that's why early in any program, everybody evaluates the talent.
Yep.
Whether you want to believe it or not, you figure out who's a strong teammate and who's not, because you have a lot of group.
So you pegged this guy early on. Were there any other elements
of
his personality?
I got burned by him early on because we got put into a group.
Okay, you're assigned
a
group.
I was like, that guy's not going to be a good guy to be in my next group, right?
was he close to your age? Not close to your age?
Close to my age. And unfortunately for him, it was to his detriment, because by the end of the program, it's like you're the last guy picked in dodgeball. Like you,
I feel that
there is no redeeming quality to say, I'm going to take this liability on and move forward.
Did he graduate?
He graduated.
How were his grades?
No, it didn't piss me off. No, okay. You have to have at least and for perspective, you have to have at least a 3 to graduate, a 3.0, be average, right? So if you're working with competitive executives that are all getting A's for the most part, like that are really grinding it out and earning these 3.6, 3.7, 3.8, 4.0s, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Then if you've got a 3 hanging there, it doesn't matter how great that 3 is, it's still a 3.
Right. It's a 3. So right? You thin the herd. Get him the hell out of there.
So that was the guy, if you're going to ask me honestly, that, if you were in a group or you were setting up a group, that was going to be your landmine.
Was he a dickish personality as well? Was he a slothful, kind of unmotivated guy?
He wasn't a dick. He was very polite and very kind, but this is a problem. He was well aware of his shortcomings, but he wasn't willing to work to improve them.
All right, here's a question. We often tell the interns, we've had some intern successes, and Mac is here too. The what thing we always tell the interns is you will get out of your internship what you put into your internship.
Yeah, exactly. So, for example, if you're not strong, I wasn't strong, and I wouldn't say I'm strong now, but I'm well-versed in data modeling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
If a guy like him would say, I don't know anything about data modeling, that's just not my thing. And that's it. A guy
and he shuts the door.
Yeah, when you
like anybody who's lazy who says I'm not good at that. Now yes. I don't have to do it.
Yes, okay. Yes.
Besides the business side of things, were there any personalities that you
conflicts?
You didn't. Yeah, this guy. This would not be my kind of guy.
The radio had really prepared me for the worst, and I gotta tell you that everybody that may have had an issue with the individuals that had any personality quirks. I gravitated to because
they're the weirdos.
Like, I love them and I understood them, and I knew that their computer, their CPU, and their brain worked at a different click, a different rate than mine did. And everybody got mad because theirs were different.
And you know what? All of us can talk to almost anybody
Let me grade myself on that. That is a D. For me, I did not really, because I didn't feel that Oscar was out of his comfort zone. I thought he handled that really, really well, which is my fault. I will do a better job if I try to get him out of his comfort zone. Now,
all right.
Oscar, your turn.
I thought you were going to ask him about our engagement plans. That would have been really rough.
No, you know what? That's too obvious. That's too obvious.
It is low fruit.
And really, to be honest with you, that's regular parts of the show. So, anyway. Now, your turn for Mr.
Yes.
Rob Spiewak, and I don't know if you've thought of one for
him. Rob, Oscar.
In the calendar year.
Yes.
2016, so we have a few months left.
Right.
Will you start thinking about your personal health?
You know, I think about it every day. It's not anything I can hide. It's like when someone says to you, you know what? You look heavy. It's not like I have. Do I? Have I thought that?
Oh, well, maybe I could rephrase this.
Okay.
Will you start taking actions to improve it?
Perhaps. I've thought about it, but it is so not part of what I love to do. It is just a hard thing for me to do. And I think
that's like the guy in the business school.
Well, let me continue.
I'm sorry. I just remember because I
know
that.
Mike, it's
I'm not good at it. It's hard.
It's
so.
Not the guy in the business school. You're wrong. Okay. And here's why.
Okay.
Because I've done it so many times. I've done it and
you've
then it goes
it.
Away.
Can I interject? Because I've done it too.
Yeah.
And you've done it more successfully than I have done it because you've done it faster and done the quick fix with clients and things like that.
I've also done it the right way, to be fair.
Have you done dramatic the right way? Or
The first time, and I think you visited her once or twice, there was a nutritionist.
I know her, but I still count that as crap.
But that wasn't a quick fix because that was 2.5 pounds a week for a long ride.
And this is just my own opinion on it.
Right.
Believe me, I yo-yo as well. I gain weight before my surgery.
Mm-hmm.
I am now taking that weight off, and it sucks. I will tell you that I think the only way is complete change. Otherwise, it's never going to happen for you or for me.
I agree.
I know this. I know how hard it is.
But also, I can't mentally fathom a complete change, and I should be able to. But I can't because it really is just so much of my lifestyle, my entire life. I have such a hard time, without broaching the subject of being an alcoholic, I look forward to every night having a drink or two. It's part of my day. It's part of my routine. Even when I gave up drinking for 6 months, mm-hmm. I had to have some sort of substitute, and it got to be I'd make myself tea every night.
Yeah.
It's the ritual. It's part of I'm a guy based on routine.
What about going back to tea?
But tea doesn't make you laugh. Tea doesn't make you enjoy the evening. Tea doesn't make you more interesting to other people.
And it keeps you up at night.
It does.
It keeps you up.
You're absolutely right that it is, especially for someone like me who has a life based on routine. I'm a person very happy in my rut of what I do.
Right.
And I don't like that, but it's, you know, how I function.
So what's the answer?
Because we've got a live show in November.
That's right.
That's usually the catalyst for some sort of
quick fix.
Didn't happen when we were in Reno 3 years ago. It didn't have 2 years ago.
Right. And it did for the first Reno show.
Yeah, but that was 5 years ago.
That's right. But the most recent one, no.
So if we're really counting your dramatic weight loss, that was 5 years ago.
Right.
Right? It's been have you ever gone 5 years without like really doing something like reset yourself and your personal
health? Yeah, well, I mean, my original run from being a kid to becoming a fat adult. which was
is this
probably
the
25
you've been
years
in your life.
Absolutely, yeah.
So this is the heaviest you've been. Mm-hmm. In
when and we, I don't like it.
When you were at Tony's show, and this might give you some perspective.
Right.
When we did Tony's show at the Improv.
Right.
Were you lighter then?
No, the same then.
Okay,
same then.
So and this is probably going. Hopefully, this will motivate you in a certain way that I think motivates you.
Okay.
When. I never, and I would joke about it, and
right,
we would tease you here on the show, and I never had like that pause moment where I was like, worried.
Oh, I looked horrible
until
that night.
You got up
huge.
On that stage,
yeah.
And I said, "Oh my God!" Not to anybody around because I was
right,
alone.
Right.
I sat there and I said, "Man, like we got to get Rob on the right page."
But to be fair, Mike, it was a small stage.
I mean, but
so
really,
what's the answer?
Right?
What's the answer to his question?
The answer is it is definitely in the front of my mind, and something has to be done. And
what can we do to help?
I don't. You know what? It was really nothing. It's on me. And
well,
it always,
how can we support you in any way? Like, what can we do
with joists?
but that's how he deflects this comedy. He's
no,
so
no.
funny.
But
I know.
Just. When I decide to do something,
yes.
And I have been thinking
don't
about it.
Don't make a big deal about it?
Don't make a big deal okay. about it, but support me. And, you know, if I come in one day, God forbid, looking better,
yeah.
Say, hey, you look good. You know what? Well, you like that. You like to hear the positive reinforcement.
You're at the age right now where you're going to, within the next 10 years, you will, and I speak from experience, you will start to experience the side effects of what you've been dealing with.
Yeah.
And it is a freight train, and it is a freight train that will not stop. And I will tell you something, it's, you know, the earlier you do it, the better, because that will not cease. This is not being looking bad on a stage. This is not
no,
looking
this is,
bad on a stage.
This is being alive
on,
for
on,
your children.
On the fourth floor at Fairfax, yeah. And, you know, sitting there with things in your arm and all that stuff. And that's not cool at all. And
no, I understand.
You know what? That's what it is. So, you know, I think from my standpoint, I have actually thought about it. Since we're talking comfort zone, I will really tell you that. I have thought about that, and nothing would throw me off the rails more, because I would feel as though I didn't do enough to let you know, and it scares the crap out of me.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Well, you're very
I got
nice
my
to
own
say
crap.
So.
I got my own crap to deal with. God knows I do, and I know you. I know the deal. I do the same thing. It sucks.
It's
totally
the hardest thing
sucks.
In the world. It really, really is.
I love to eat bad food.
And drink and
eat
candy and relax
at the movies.
And not
I
do
love
anything.
It.
Yeah, it's the greatest.
I love it. And the fact is, you know, part of my deal is repairing my body in the best way I can, because there is no friggin' excuse for me after that. Once that is over, that is where I have no, you know, I'm not going to invest this time and an entire summer of blowing off everything
you love
to just sit there and go back to where I was. I cannot do that. And to be honest, I was on a great run. Never thought old golf would be something that would be something that took weight off me. But I got news for you. Five and a half hours a day
when
food is not a part of your life. Bingo. Oh, that's what did it for
and
me.
And also,
so that's it.
Think about, and you talk about the walking. Even for a guy with my frame, right?
Right.
When I was in school, I didn't have time to work out. I was just doing, but I was walking all the time from class to class.
Why people in the city are thin. That's
it's just crazy.
That's how they
because
survive.
They walk,
crazy.
Walk. Walking
so
is
so you don't have to
key.
Run or do
no.
CrossFit
no,
or
don't.
Anything
don't.
Like
no.
that.
But you'll burn more calories if you run, but if you walk, it's good too. That myth about, you know, I've read a couple of articles recently about that. Yeah, you burn more calories if you run. That's a fact. But you know what? It also does certain damage to people if they're heavy. So walking is a great thing.
Short answer to Oscar's question. Out of my comfort zone. Am I aware of it? Yes. Does it suck? Yes. Do I internally have some shred of self-hatred because it's something out of my control? Yes. I hate it. But it is so hard, and I can say that from experience.
Mm-hmm.
And will something be done? Yes. Will I enjoy it? No. Total lifestyle change is the way to do it. And I think knowing that makes it frightening because it is a total lifestyle change. And for someone who is happy in his rut, that's daunting. So
we're here for you, man.
I appreciate that.
So the answer,
you know,
is
I love you both.
So once again, that was the second answer. So what's the answer?
Maybe.
No, that is.
Is that a yes or a no?
It's going to happen, yes.
Before the show
end of the
in
year?
November?
Before the end of the year.
Guys, it's December 31st.
Hey, it was out of his comfort zone and he answered it right. All right, very good. We'll tell you.
We're out of time,
Mike. No, I know we're out of time, but you know what? I want to get my question.
Yes.
And then I will determine whether I pass and we go to Oscar Rotzi or I go into the next break.
All right, so you want the question.
Is that cool with you,
Oscar? That's totally cool. Totally cool. Yeah, I'm ready.
Before the music?
Before the music.
Okay, here's your question. You have had a tremendous summer of surgeries. And you have said on Facebook publicly and on this show what a saint Carla has been taking mm-hmm. care of you. Mm-hmm. But it can't all be great. What has she done during your recovery that drives you up a wall?
You're trying to cause trouble? All right, I'll answer that.
After this.
Yeah. We'll come back in. Oh, God. All right, we'll come back and do that. I'll answer it. I'll be honest. Great.
Yes.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it. More on the Mike O'Mara
Show.
Remember
when you said you loved me?
Yep. We'll be right back.
Thank you. It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Big Butt Stein.
And tomorrow's episode, I would love to see a Photoshop of you with a big butt.
I'd have to have helium injected.
On tomorrow's episode of the show, believe it or not, we spend quite a bit of time talking about big butts.
Because we have nothing else to talk about.
And we're going
to
play for you the strangest song ever. It's about the Titanic.
Oh, you gave it away. Now they don't have to listen.
Oh, you got to listen. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Texture. When it comes to magazines, you know what you like, and with Texture, you get everything you like in one super convenient place. The Texture app lets you tap into the world's most popular magazines anytime, anywhere, right on your smartphone or tablet, and believe you me, the quality is astonishing.
Yep.
These articles and photographs truly pop on your tablet and smartphone. Instant access to hundreds of your favorite magazines, including back issues for all the articles that interest you most. It's simple to use, too. You'll never run out of stuff you love. Sign up for Texture right now and get instant insider access to all the content. Plus, you'll always be one step ahead of what's going on because the top stories are there in the noteworthy section. Plus, you can share Texture with the whole family. That makes it cost effective. The best part? Texture is offering a free trial right now.
When?
Right now.
Oh, good.
When you go to texture.com/TMOS, you'll get immediate access to all of the top magazines, including back issues and bonus video content. Start binging for free and do it right now at texture.com/TMOS. That's texture.com/TMOS. And start enjoying your magazine content like no other. And you'll love it. It's very modern. It's the way to do it. And it's cost effective. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are getting out of our comfort zone a little bit. Yes, I posted online how grateful I was to Mrs. O'Mara, probably right after I got out of the hospital and was on a lot of medication.
Sure.
That I did that. And the question that Rob posed to me was, hey, it hasn't obviously all been sweetness and light.
It's a tough road. It's a long journey.
All right, here it is. Let me see. There is a reason why I am married to Carla, and I now count Carla as my longest interpersonal relationship ever. That we have lasted this long.
Well,
oh, hey, DGH. DGH.
To be fair, Mike,
you know,
your current longest relationship is with me.
Oh, thank
you.
That's true.
Very true.
That's right. My marital.
We're going on our silver, Mike.
Yeah.
We're going on our silver. That's why we can hate each other so much. That's why we can give each other such a hard time. Rob said, is there a downside of this? I will say that.
Just for clarification, for those maybe listening in Ocean City for the first time, right?
Yes, very good. Hi. Hi, 97.1, your beach station, The Wave. Hello. Hi, how are you?
Mike is on his third marriage.
Mm-hmm. Final marriage.
Yes. It's a May-December romance.
Wedding vow.
He is married to
He's December, right?
He's December.
Okay.
Yes. She's May.
A younger, beautiful, caring, loving woman who he met when she was graduating from college, if I'm not mistaken. She was early. A sophomore.
She didn't graduate college.
Graduating from high school. I apologize.
She was not graduating from high school.
GED.
She was in the workforce. Thank you very much. She was working for a court reporting firm. Thank you very much.
And while Oscar is mired in the details, what needs to be said is this.
Yeah, what?
She is jaw-droppingly beautiful.
Yes.
As
very
you
pretty.
Are, so you're a good match.
You almost wrecked your car when you first spotted her at the bus stop.
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate that. We have had a long run.
Well, that was a joke. I didn't hear it because I'm not sure there was a lot of English in there.
But okay. I spotted her at the bus stop. It's a middle school joke. Yeah, yeah. I've gotten them before.
Yeah. Waka, waka, waka.
Here it is with Carla. There are
I'm out of my comfort zone based on that joke.
I think more than any other reason that Carla and I have lasted even this long is one word, and it applies to Carla, and that is toughness. Carla
grit,
tough.
Great
and
magazine.
To be honest, as I look back on other relationships I've been in, you probably require toughness to live with me. Oscar Santana has said it on the show, one of the toughest people to work with because I'm very outspoken. I say what I mean. I say what I feel. I burn hot. I don't hold a lot of grudges.
You don't.
But I do. But I truly, truly, at least with the people that I currently work with. And the fact is that I can be very, very mercurial. I can be very up and very down. So to have a tough person that lets me know when I'm out of line is very, very good to have around. You asked about the negative when I talked about everything she does. When you're hobbled up with this kind of a situation, you can't move. You can't bend from the waist. You can't practically walk around your house when you first get back from this thing. It is truly debilitating. And you are also have gone through major surgery. I had 57 staples on my left side from my gut down to my thigh. They opened me way the hell up. Mm-hmm. So this actually was more than I bargained for. It was a faster recovery, and it is, by the way, because I believe I'm off the cane today. I'm
what?
Really excited about Woo! That. Yeah, I'm very, good for very you. Psyched. But a lot of people can do it at 3.5-4 weeks. Some people can't. Not everybody, but they say don't push it and take it easy. Today, for example, is a great example of I sat a certain way trying to keep my leg up, got a pinched nerve, and I feel like total crap where I can't get a decent breath of air. And I know exactly what it is, and I know it's going to pass, but it is a bitch. And so I wake up in a real depressed, run-down state. I am really having trouble getting a really good deep breath. I sound like some of those people that actually require the breathing assistance because I'm grabbing it like that, really. Because right in my rib cage is where this pinched nerve in either my neck or my lower back has got me kind of thrown for a loop. Carla wakes up this morning and comes out and says to me, good morning. I said, and I'm sitting there doing my best poor pitiful me on the couch going, good morning. Good morning. How are you? She's, you all right? Just like that. I was like, yeah. She's okay. Let me tell you, I'm one year of my fitness program, and I did it. I succeeded in getting to my goal weight, and I'm feeling fitter than I've ever been, and I am absolutely incredible. I'm like, and I use the word, I said, well, I guess that means this is me. This is the truth. I will tell you all the ugly things of me based on having my daughters here this week. I said, well, it's official. I guess I'm in a house full of narcissists. And and then she goes, okay, all right, Mike, fine. F you, walks out into the kitchen. And because I am not a good sick person, and I want, you know what I want? I want pure sympathy.
Yeah.
I don't give a rat's ass about your elliptical and the fact that you've been able to move your body. I'm sitting here a cripple. And so we have had, when I go down pity party lane, she doesn't take any of it. And we have had big fights almost to the extent where she would say something along the lines of, I'm going to get out of here for a few days and you need to go on medication. Because I have been so knocked on my ass with this situation. And you know what? We work it through. We talk it through. And in the long run, I don't know. I almost get choked up because I don't know what I would have done without this individual to kick me in the ass. And tell me, stop being such a candy ass. Get your mind right and try to do it. And I do believe that I personally have miles to go to get that right and to come in here and do that. I made one calculated error when I decided that this was going to be the lost summer. I made a huge calculated error.
What?
I thought that our little show, that I roll into this studio, and that I could manage being the father of a three-year-old, be the great dad, get stuff done, have crap done to the house, and roll in here and function normally, that I could do it standing on my head. I was thinking 3 days. I am not kidding you.
Yeah.
I was thinking 3 days. I was wrong. This has been a big deal. The end of the rainbow with this is fantastic. And I will tell you, after the second one gets popped in there, I'm going to be thinking about is the light at the end of the tunnel and how cool it's going to be. And by the time we get on stage at the Improv, I'm really, really excited because I think that's going to be just about the perfect amount of time where everything's going to be coming together. By the way, the full recovery time for this gentleman, as I've been told by both doctors and nurses, is 6 months. It is a 6 month before you are 100%. Everything's okay. So all the stories you hear, which are really positive, are fine. But the answer to your question is we have had some. I have driven her out of her mind on occasion. And she has pissed me off because she's so tough. And she is not the lovey fuzzy person all the time that I wish she was. She's not my mommy, God rest her soul, who would sit there, you know, rub my head,
cool,
get me whatever
compress,
I want, and do that type of thing. Because you know what? One of the other things is she's got a need machine who happens to be 3 years old.
Yeah.
And so this week with my daughters in the house, to be perfectly honest with you, it's just like everybody, you know, in their own little world and everybody talking about their world and stuff like that. And I heard. And it sucks. And other than that, everything is hunky-dory.
But you know what? There's been a theme at the beginning.
Thank you for opening up. Yeah, that is awesome.
The
question,
there's been a theme at the beginning and the end of this new game is that she is an excellent, not just your bride, but she is your partner. And you complement each other in that way, the same way that we all have roles on this show and we're partners.
Yeah, Mike, I think you made a great point there. And Rob, I apologize for cutting you off.
That's
fine. But I just want to highlight the fact that Carla would have done you a disservice if she came over with a cold compress and said what you need is that tough love. To
it
get
would
you out
it
of
would have slowed
in.
Your yes. It would have slowed your recovery.
Yeah.
In fact,
you know what? And the thing about any of this chronic situation, I think, as bad as it is with the little pinched nerve and stuff in the back and the leg, I'm about a week easily within a week where I'm walking on this thing and it's going to be strong to get the other one done. And funny thing is, the other one right now is kind of going, wasn't I supposed to be the first one? Wasn't I supposed to be? Because I'm going to hurt your ass. I'm going to hurt your ass like your ass has been. We'll see what happens. And so I love her, and it's fantastic. And throw in the little fact about the way she looks and the way I look that, you know, one day I expect her to be, you know, back out by the palm trees and one of the maintenance men is, you know, just going to.
Mike, don't let it hurt.
Wouldn't blame her a bit.
Don't let it bother you that when you stand together, you look like a semicolon. I think it's cute.
Thank you kindly. I appreciate it. You get that weight off and you keep us posted on it, Speedway.
Yes.
You
bet.
To die.
Okay.
All right, we will take a break.
You made that about you somehow.
Yes, I did. Thank you. It's me. I'll be really, really sad.
Okay.
All right. And meanwhile, you know what Rofo will call it? He'll call it the beginning of the rest of his life. Anyway, I will not replace you with
Hey,
Rofo.
I can pull tape.
There we go.
We'll take a break. Come back with the audio ball. Last one of the week. Is it funny today?
Mike, I got something that's going to blow your mind today.
Thank you very much. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
We're here with Lucky the dog. This is
Lucky,
Max Dog.
Max Dog.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so you spent some time with him, a lot of alone time when his parents were away.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? Hey, it's rough.
Yeah.
Yeah. I understand Jiffy Lube just hired him as a consultant. Oh! Oh, man, that boy. Yes, sirree. I mean, he has a big problem. Bob Barker called me the other day and said, the dogs. Let's neuter this guy.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
That's right. It's Max Dog on the Bonus
Lucky.
Show.
Lucky.
It's a good one.
Good booking.
Like pick a voice, any voice for the Amazon commercial. Any voice
I would love to hear Morgan Freeman.
Hello, friend. We are friends, right? We spend time together. We walk, we talk, we laugh, we are friends. Sorry about the clicky microphone. And friends help each other out. But don't worry. All I ask is one simple click. All I ask, friend, is to shop at Amazon.com through our portal. Amazon takes all the hassle out of shopping for anything because Amazon rocks.
Oh.
And the fact is, anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a tiny percentage. It doesn't cost you any extra. And it's the best and easiest way for you to support your friends here at TMOS. Love those boys. Remember, if you need it or want it, Amazon has it. Here's what I want you to do. Just go to michaelmaraschow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. And we thank you most definitely, my dear, sweet, trusted friend. Friend good.
Thank you. All right, now lovely. Without further ado, let's open up the. Oh, I had that open. Now I got to click this and get this, and now we're ready for this. There we go.
Nice
audio vault time. Friday, August 12th, 2016. Take it away, Rob.
I promise to blow your mind. And you know, it's been a long time since we've played any isolated music tracks, vocals, stuff like this. Mike, we don't have a lot of musical overlap, but I know we both love Boston's first album.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And to hear the isolated vocals of Brad
made
Delp,
out to that man, a made out. To Boston.
Sure.
Eight track,
put it in the van.
That's right, man. Made out to it, pulled off to the side right next to the miniature golf course, man.
Did you go there and rent a miniature golf cart and play the course?
No, it wasn't mini golf, it was a regular golf course.
Oh, it was? Okay.
That's where we used to drive on. They'd have maintenance roads. You could just drive right down there, man. Yes, sirree. Okay. You could see it all on that HBO show, The Night Up.
So the lead singer of Boston is a fellow who called himself Brad Delp. He had a lot of personal issues, but what an amazing voice. And sometimes that got lost in the music. If you don't have Boston's first album, buy it on Amazon. It's great. Check out these vocals. These are pretty great.
I looked out this morning and the sun was gone. Turned on some music to start my day. Then lost myself in a familiar song. I closed my eyes and I slipped away.
God.
Amazing. Wow. And now you're going to hear some music.
Chills.
Because
I have chills.
This was recorded
on
an 8-track.
Yeah.
So they had to bump tracks. He got the track of his vocal actually shares with some music.
Okay.
Now, I'm not going to be all old man about it and tell the people that make music today to listen to that, but I will say this. There was a time when people sang, and that's evidence
of it. And you think of these guys that had otherworldly voices. You know, your Robert Plant,
yes.
That guy. The guy, you know, Steve Perry from Journey.
Oh, Steve Perry, wonderful, yeah.
You know, you had these people. They were otherworldly voices. They had range that was just... You didn't find it everywhere. That's
you
why they became
fake
hits.
It. You know? Anyway, you couldn't fake it then.
So, mind blown. Told you I could do it.
And Tone Loc.
and speaking of people that are exceptional, to hear them talk and speak, Ryan Lochte is a...
God. What's
God.
The deal? Does he have... What
he's
is
an
that?
Athlete.
Has he colored his hair gray?
No, he wanted it to look silver, but it didn't take. So...
He's so dumb.
Because here's the deal. He wanted. You remember in the last Olympics, he wore that grill in his
team? The grill, yes.
Mike, he forgot to pack it. And so to make up for the sparkly diamonds,
he's so dumb.
He dyed his hair what looks like gray. So now it looks like he doesn't want to be carded. And remember,
is that the joke that he's always finishing second to Michael Phelps?
That's what we're going to get to right here. And the thing is that...
he's going to explain it?
Mike, and remember his catchphrase, Shaw.
Cha.
Yeah. I want you to listen to this quote. He has not been as braggadocious during these Olympics.
Much more humble.
But he's the same intellect that we've come accustomed to.
Excellent. Good.
Listen to this quote and then let's analyze it.
Yes or no? I mean,
I should say he's been asked a question. What does it feel like to be in Michael Phelps' shadow? Because that's sort of been the story of his career. He's a fine swimmer, but he's not as good as Michael Phelps.
Well, but see, he starts with yes and no. So is it? Are you frustrated to be in Michael Phelps' shadow?
Just listen to what he says. It'll make sense, I promise.
Okay. Yes or no? I mean, my career would definitely be different. I guess you would say I'd be like the Michael Phelps of swimming if he wasn't there. But at the same time, I love a challenge. And that's why I do the events that I do. And going up against him is a challenge.
So what he is saying is that if there were no Michael Phelps...
What?
He would be the Michael Phelps of swimming, which would be sort of a weak analogy because there's no Michael Phelps.
Yeah, I mean, he swims a lot of laps.
It's a paradox.
Yeah. You know what? A lot of times when you're underwater, there's no oxygen getting to your brain at all.
Absolutely.
None at all.
Ryan Lochte.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. He wants to get a Mercedes. It's the Cadillac of automobiles.
He's just good for him.
Wonderful. Canada had a bad night at the Olympics last night, announcer-wise. Not really anything to do with their athletes.
Now I'm intrigued.
Listen to this announcer call the 200-meter individual medley. But here's the problem. Lochte and Phelps are both racing in it, but he has them mixed up. So okay. He calls the winner of the race Ryan Lochte, even though it's Phelps.
Idiot. Ryan Lochte is going for it. Pereira is making his run, and Phelps doesn't look like he has this one in him. Ryan Lochte going for his 13th career medal, saving the best for last. Finally, he's going to do it. Ryan Lochte is going to beat Michael Phelps in this event in the games. And Phelps might not even make the podium.
Hey, Gord. It turns out that it was Phelps who won then. Sorry then.
How long did it take? How long did it take for him?
They corrected it almost immediately. But remember, the out cue was, looks like Phelps isn't going to even make the podium.
There you go, you dumbass. Come on.
That's
get it together.
It's really bad and lengthy.
Yeah.
Also, there's a Canadian broadcaster named Byron McDonald who should know, always pretend your microphone is on, even when it's not, because he was talking about a 14-year-old Chinese swimmer who did not do well during her performance last night. She was sort of responsible for China losing the relay, but always pretend your mic is on.
That little 14-year-old from China dropped the ball, baby. Too excited, went out like stink, and died like a pig.
She went out like stink and died like a pig.
Oh, my God. Went out like stink, died like a pig.
Oh,
wow.
No. Hey, Gord, your mic's on. Oh, yeah. No, sorry.
How about that Ryan Lochte? Yeah, went out like a pig, stink, whatever the hell it is.
And now, let's close with this. This is big news for Oscar. Kevin Hart has a rap character named Chocolate Droppa.
Oh, wow.
That he debuted on Saturday Night Live. And the bit that he did on Saturday Night Live is that his rap was all about the secrets of the people in his crew. Mm-hmm. And he rapped that they like owed taxes and that they had weird sexual deviances. It wasn't that funny of a sketch, but that doesn't stop Kevin Hart announcing he's going to drop a Chocolate Droppa rap album this fall.
Yeah.
And to announce it, here he is to freestyle as Chocolate Droppa.
I got bed bugs and bananas and biscuits. Got a bitch looking at me like she eating bed sheets and Triscuits. Coming back to take what's mine. Drake, Future, Jay-Z, 2 Chainz. I'm about to smack all y'all on the behind. I let y'all suckers eat, but I'm hungry now. Going downtown and I'm looking to get down. Like downtown Judy Brown. I ain't got no frown. But what I got is a bag of brownies and I'm trying to get down.
So that album will drop this fall, believe it or not.
I am not a Kevin Hart fan, but that's funny.
I am a Kevin Hart fan, and I think it's the bomb.
I will be looking for that. That will be
Chocolate
fantastic.
Droppa. That's how we get to your weekend. That's your Audio Vault. Have a great Friday, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara show has come and gone. Thanks for joining us for another episode. Be sure and join us every day on the air online at MikeO'MaraShow.com. To mail us anything that doesn't stink or tick, our address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. All messages and birthday requests for our weekly mailbag segment can be sent to Rob with 2 B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We rely on your support. Thanks for your continued passionate support of all things TMOS. And please continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana and Pony Boy Matthew.
He's got business cards.
Our executive producer.
This is Mike O'Mara reminding you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
3 out of 10.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.